Premier Ford says, hey, we will repeal Bill 28. That's the notwithstanding clause. That's the back-to-work legislation. But we need to get back to the table, and they need a guarantee from QP. QP is having a press conference, apparently, as we speak. We'll get more information right now, though, from Patrice Barnes. Patrice is a member of Provincial Parliament and the Parliamentary Assistant to Minister Stephen Lecce, the Minister of Education. Good morning, MPP Barnes. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Lauren. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for joining us today. Big news from the Premier this morning. Can you elaborate?
Yes, we have always said that, you know, our ultimate goal is for students to be back in school so that they'll have stability. And that was why we did put in Bill 28, because we wanted to have students back in class. We wanted, before we even started negotiating, QP had already put in all the paperwork to strike. And through all the negotiations, we kept asking for them to take it off the table. And so that's why the bill was introduced, to stop any strikes that have come forward. But they have proceeded to go out and strike illegally. And so the Premier has said, if you take it off the table, then we'll continue to negotiate.
A poll came out this weekend. 6 out of 10 people in Ontario blame your government for this labor issue. Was that one of the reasons, public pressure on why the Premier was so vocal today about saying, hey, listen, we'll get rid of this, but let's get back to the table?
I can't comment on that because we didn't discuss the polling, but the Premier has always not wanted that instability. I mean, we've heard from parents, they want students back in class, and they want that stability for kids, especially we're looking at our grade 12s that are going to be transitioning to university and college, and they are completing their applications right now. And so we really want that stability of them being back in class. Parents are also affected not being able to go to work.
Do you think that the notwithstanding clause, or do you think that was the nuclear option in this, or do you blame do you blame QP for not wanting to continue to negotiate?
Well, the Premier talked about that today, about, you know, you have to have two sides at the table to negotiate. And from the very beginning, we've just said, you know, the kids have had 2 years, 2.5 years. And if you think about that, they were in rolling strikes before we got into to pandemic. And so we just said, you know, we'll continue to negotiate. Let's just not have the strike hanging over the students or parents' heads, because they need to get back to normal. There's so much resources in schools that kids need to access, not just academic. So we rolled out that, the notwithstanding clause, to take the strike off the table.
If a QP says, hey, we'll go back to the table ASAP and send the kids back to school, or allow the kids, you know, everything back to normal, we go back to the table. How long has the Premier given any indication how long before the legislature can come back to revoke this?
The legislature is back in session next week. We're off this week for the because it's Veterans Week. Mm-hmm. So the legislature goes back to sitting next week, and unless we are called in an emergency piece, but it will really come down to QP taking that strike off the table.
I know you're on with us today, Patrice, but it's kind of a one-sided conversation because we're still waiting to see how QP responds. This story is actually in flow right now.
Yes, it is. It just actually happened at 10 o'clock, and I think QP have their press conference. I think they've pushed it back to 11. So we will see what happens.
Yeah, they were probably had everything in order, and then they got this piece of information. They said, oh, we better discuss this before we go out in front of the media. Hopefully, this could end everything and kids can get back in school for tomorrow. That would be the best case scenario.
That would be the best case scenario. Kids being back in class has always been the reason for the legislation, and we just want kids back in. I have kids. I've seen the impact. I'm not sure if you do as well. But
Yeah. No, obviously, you know, I've talked about this before. It is, I mean, COVID COVID, you know, destroyed my daughter's last year of high school, as yeah. many, right? So we yeah. all know what disruption is like to our kids.
Yeah. Very difficult. Very difficult. And, you know, with the unfortunate thing with the union, teacher unions is it doesn't matter what government. They've been on strike under every government, right? And it's been disruption for many years for students. And so it is really, we just thought that with pandemic being exceptional, that this would be a time to sort of really stay at the table and get a deal in opposed to pulling students out of class.
Well, as a mom, and I'm a dad, and there's millions and millions of moms and dads in Ontario, nobody wants this kind of labor action to happen. How do we finally put it to an end where we can sit down and say, listen, these are the issues, and come up with a reasonable agreement before it gets to this point? Because I think we all agree that, you know, people should have a right to bargain and come up with contracts and so on and so forth. But I think we hate when this happens.
Yeah, and you're right. Everybody have a right to bargain. And I think what sometimes we do sort of lose sight of a child's right to an education. I mean, we're all adults. I look at it as being, you know, we've chosen to do the job we do. We've chosen, we knew what the job was. We knew what the pay was. But students don't have that option for education, right? Mm-hmm. And so when you come to the table with an 11% increase per year over 3 years at 33%, that's a 33% increase, and we're not talking about the other increases in benefits and the fact that we're talking about education workers that work 194 to 197 days. They have 131 day sick days. They have full benefits that taxpayers, it is taxpayers' money. I know sometimes people think just as government. But if you're spending it, you will have to get it back somewhere. And there is a continual, if you talk about one labor union in education, you talk about all labor unions in education, because whatever the first union gets, that is the benchmark for all mm-hmm. the other unions. So it is very more intricate than not. But let's just focus on getting kids back in the classroom.
QP Ontario has tweeted, pressure works, let's keep going. Do you think that they're going to look at the premier's comments this morning as a win?
It would be very unfortunate. It would be very unfortunate if students are still not back in class.
Okay. Patrice Barnes is the parliamentary assistant to the Minister of Education. We appreciate your time today. Let's hope this all plays out. Let's hope an agreement can get reached quickly. Let's get the kids back in school.